Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, don't miss the Cleveland Browns Dog Pound Dash presented by University Hospitals on Saturday, October 17th. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and stops at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an official t-shirt, bone-shaped headband, and finisher medal. After the race, you can celebrate the post-race tailgate party. The earlier you register, the more you save. So register now at dogpounddash.com or on the Browns mobile app.
Happy my wife's running in that.
Is she?
I think so.
Her ambitious. And some
friends. Yes.
That's nice.
That'd be sweet.
That's very nice.
The swag they're giving out is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bone-shaped headband.
No, the medals are cool, too.
Are they?
Check
nice.
Them out.
Check them out.
Browns mobile app.
Browns mobile app, dogpounddash.com as well. We go now to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and bring in the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan. Jim, welcome to the show.
Oh, good to be with you guys.
Jim, so far 4 days through camp, your feeling about this team and what you've seen?
Well, it's amazing, first of all, what a difference a year makes in atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because last year, I mean, every sports network, news agency, blogger, writer, columnist that covers the world seemed to descend upon Berea, and celebrity is fleeting, isn't it? So I definitely feel that, you know, the whole show that was Johnny Manziel's arrival last year and the atmosphere around the camp is totally, totally gone and totally different. And I don't think that's a bad thing for this football team. So what I've noticed, first of all, is that it's really business out there. It's, you know, we're going to work out there. And I think that that's certainly what the team needs. And I think that's what Mike Pettine wants to have. And that's the way I think he coaches. So that's the first thing that has struck me is how incredibly different the atmosphere is from last year.
Jim, I want to have your comment in regards to Jimmy Haslam's most recent comments in spending time with the media about he thinks he has his guys in place, wants to keep the continuity, and he's not going to blow this up.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Matt. You know, that was what I really took out of his meeting with the media on Saturday. That's the headline, really, because I think people have felt that he, you know, has a tendency, like a lot of new owners do, that come in, you know, full of fire and brimstone and change and, you know, unacceptable if you lose. And, you know, we'll find the right people. And if the right people aren't here, we'll find new people. I mean, that's not just indicative of him. It's indicative of most new owners in every sport. But I think it was kind of refreshing to hear him say that he feels like he's found his tandem, his team of Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine. He has trusted Pettine to bring in what he thinks is the right coaching staff here, and he's had to make adjustments from last year to this year. So I think that it should be good for the two guys that we mentioned, Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine. I think the team probably took notice of it, and I think definitely the fans should take notice of it. And I think from the fan standpoint around Cleveland, I think everyone kind of lets out a sigh of relief that we're kind of going to get to know this head coach now and live day to day with him and live Goodyear, you know, a building process into becoming competitive team, into becoming winning team, and hopefully becoming an elite team. I think that's really what the fans want here. I think the fans here loved it when Sam Ratigliano was the coach and Marty was the coach for a number of years. And it looked as though before they moved, Belichick was going to be the coach for a number of years. I think this, you know, 1 year in, 2 years in, and then making a change has really affected the fans too. So I'm happy that he said it, and I hope he means it.
Certainly, so do I. Talk with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. But of course, you already know that when you hear those golden pipes. Jim, quarterbacks, your confidence on a scale from 1 to 10 for these quarterbacks right now after 4 days of camp.
Well, there's no question, Nathan, who's the leader right now. You know, Josh McCown is the leader in the way he plays. He's certainly the leader in the way he acts. And so far, with you know, with no true competition as far as, you know, other teams coming at him and rushing him and putting defenses out there, we'll see that as soon as they start playing the preseason games. But having watched him, there's no question that he has all the physical skills. He's got the definite look of a quarterback, but his behavior on the field, and it's just total team. I mean, he cheers, you know, a good play. He cheers a good play made by another quarterback. He helps the other quarterbacks. Even if there's a great play made against him by the defense, he'll go over and, you know, just say, hey, way to go, you got me that time. I mean, that is something that we certainly did not see last year because Brian Hoyer was coming at it from a different angle. Josh McCown, I think, is very comfortable with who he is, and he's come in here and he's getting a tremendous opportunity to be the starting quarterback. Brian last year was trying to, first of all, come back from an injury, and he was also trying to overcome this mammoth, you know, thing called Johnny Manziel mania and trying to win the job. So I really think that this is really a good situation. I think that McCown has really, you know, just opened, embraced this role of being the starting quarterback here, and he really looks the part, and I hope he performs very well. I think he's got a lot of people rooting for him. Manziel, to me, you know, is just doing his work. And some things are good and some things are rough. And the other two guys don't seem to get nearly the amount of reps that the two, you know, that McCown and Manziel get. So it would appear to me, Nathan, that, you know, when the preseason starts, they'll get McCown ready, obviously, to be the starting quarterback. But I wouldn't be surprised if Manziel plays quite a bit in the preseason as they get a real definitive answer on where he is.
Yeah, that'll be great for his development, Jim. Besides Josh McCown, who else or what else has impressed you through 4 days of training camp?
Well, I'll tell you what, I really have been impressed with the defense, and the secondary looks like it is everything that it feels it's going to be. I think they're going to be really, really good. It's been tough, really, to notice, you know, the line play, because even though they've got the pads on, you know, it just seems very controlled. But the things I like are our top two draft choices, because they both look like they love to play football.
Yep.
Irving is playing everywhere on the offensive line, it seems. I mean, you look up and there's a different rep, and he's at guard or he's at center or he's at left tackle. And, I mean, you know, he comes as advertised, and I'm sure at some point they'll settle him in on a spot. But he looks like he is just, you know, wide open to whatever they want him to do. Shelton the other day just looks like a big guy that loves playing football. He's jumping around in between plays. And you know, that to me sometimes, first-round draft choices sometimes come in, and it's almost like they're doing you a favor to be here. I don't get that impression from these two guys at all. I think they're happy to be here, and I think they really want to win right away, and they realize the responsibility that they have, that this team invested high picks in them and they want them to perform right away, and I think that they're fully capable of doing that. So those are some of the things that really stick out to me so far.
Who's somebody that has surprised you on the offensive side of the ball and somebody who surprised you on the defensive side of the ball so far?
On the offensive side, the fullback, Malcolm Johnson, has surprised me a little bit, because I know it's a position change for him. Am I right, Nathan? He was a tight end at Mississippi State?
He was, and playing more of an H-back fullback role now, yes.
Right. So, I mean, I've really been impressed with him. He, again, another guy that really looks the part, but, you know, when they've thrown the ball to him, I mean, he has made some exceptional plays. And again, I don't know if he's a thumper yet, because it really hasn't been all out yet as to what he's going to do. But he's really caught my eye, that they seem to have drilled down and said, we want a fullback, and we have some other candidates, but that guy definitely seems to be the guy that we're, you know, really interested in seeing play, and I think he's been worthy of that. So he's interested me a great deal. I will tell you this, that kid Sean Drode, because they've had three running backs out of practice with Winston and Johnson and Terrence West sitting out a little bit, he has taken full advantage of all the reps that have come his way. Every time I look up, there's number 20 running down the field with the ball. So he's been really, you know, a pleasant thing to watch. I've been impressed with Kirksey, and I've been impressed with Solomon. And I think that it's interesting because the Browns, I think, want good play, obviously, out of their linebackers. I was wondering about Solomon because I was wondering last year when he burst onto the scene, was it just because he was fresh, you know, and he was hitting the lineup when guys are kind of worn down late in the year. But he looks like he's really a very active player, and that they really might have found somebody. And Kirksey is just something that, you know, whereas people questioned the Browns draft from a year ago because of the first two picks not performing up to par, the rest of the draft really did, and Kirksey is one of those guys that I think has really elevated his game, and he keeps getting better and better, and I think he's going to be in that defense for a long time. I enjoyed listening to him last week when he was on the show with you guys.
That's right, Jim. Last question for me before we let you go, Jim. Just your overall take on the competition for the new jerseys this year, which happened to be camouflage.
Well, they were certainly, they caught my eye when I walked in yesterday and saw them on. I love that competition that they have. I loved it last year when there were many, many days that the defense won and we get to wear the orange shirts. Last year, but I think it's pretty great. I think the players enjoy it. I think that they get very competitive with it. I know the offense was very excited when Gary Barnage made that catch at the end of practice yesterday, and you know they won that session, and so therefore you know they win that critical point in practice that they get an opportunity to wear the jersey. So I think it's pretty neat. I think that Mike Pettine did a good job. I know that the media afterwards questioned his selection of style, but I don't know. They really did. My eye immediately swung to them. And in this day and age of does a uniform or a jersey catch your eye, it was mission accomplished.
It certainly was. Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, 4 days down, 4 more days coming up, culminating in the Orange and Brown scrimmage down in Columbus. What are you hoping to see from the team over the rest of this week when they return to action tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you what, I would love to see some of those guys that are, you know, out of practice start to get into practice. Nathan, I always worry about a rookie coming in and missing these days because of injury. And way, way back, it used to be, it typically was because of a contract holdout. Those are gone now. But, you know, when you see Duke Johnson go down and have a little bit of a hamstring problem and start to miss time, that worries me a great deal. It happened to Mingo a couple of years ago when he wasn't able to really get going and it really slowed him. I think it slowed Trent Richardson when he had to go back and have an adjustment on his knee surgery. I really think when you miss time, it really hurts you to get it back because there's such individual one-on-one coaching that you get right now. So I would like to see those guys come back. The other thing that I'm interested in is, can Terrell Pryor really make this thing happen at wide receiver, because there's no question that he is, as they would say, easy on the eyes. When you take a look at him, I mean, he has really got everything physically that you would want, and he's got great speed, and he's got, you know, an incredible stride, and it looks like he can catch the ball. But I did notice this. Once the defensive backs get out there, and once they really lined up a defense, I thought he had what you would expect a new guy trying to, you know, fit in at wide receiver and change position. Fighting to get off the line of scrimmage. I thought that he struggled and he got lost in the pack. So now that's going to be the next thing for him, I think, is can he, you know, find a way to, in a short period of time, make this thing happen and be able to get open and get away from these guys on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and you've seen him spend a lot of time after practice with Tremont Williams, before practice with Joe Hayden, working completely on his releases, because you saw Robert Nelson, an undrafted free agent last year at Arizona State, giving up a lot of size Terrell Pryor, pretty much be able to manhandle him at the line of scrimmage. And that's what you worry about with these bigger receivers, that there's more for the cornerbacks to get their hands on and attack. And that's a nuance, a technique thing that he's really going to have to learn if he wants to be successful as a receiver in this league.
Yeah, and the other thing, Nathan, is that, you know, it plays to these kids like Wynn and Jennings, who are trying to, you know, do what Pryor's doing, except they're doing it as an undrafted free agent coming in here at wide receiver. But because they've just played the position for so much longer, you know, they seem to be able to get off the line of scrimmage and make plays because it's not, you know, it's a position that they know and they understand and they know how to do it, and they've gotten years, you would presume, of coaching to be able to do it. So, I mean, it's an incredible thing that Pryor's trying to do and trying to do it at this level. But I think, you know, he definitely, you know, a couple of days into it would say, wow, it is different when the defenses are playing for keeps.
Jim, appreciate the time. As always, looking forward to seeing you out here in Berea tomorrow for camp as they go the rest of the week, culminating, as I said, Friday down in Columbus in the Shoe, 60,000 people there for the Orange and Brown scrimmage. The voice of the Cleveland Browns, great Jim Donovan, our guest here. Thanks so much, Jim. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. We will see Jim Donovan tomorrow. All right, when we come back, we're going to go around the NFL. Also, open to taking your phone calls, 216-578-0850. You got questions about specific players, about training camp, let us know, and we will answer them here. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.